A provision approved by the GOP-led Budget Committee would bar Medicaid coverage of gender reassignment surgery and puberty blockers used to treat gender dysphoria. Bill Keaton is a vice president with Vivent Health, a Wisconsin-based clinic that provides gender-affirming care, among other health services. Keaton says many of Vivent's patients use Medicaid, and the change could disrupt their treatment.
That has a real impact, especially on the mental health and psychological health of folks. They've identified the need to go on this sort of treatment journey to make sure that the, to put it plainly, the outside of their body represents what the inside of their body feels like to them.
It's not clear whether the coverage prohibition is legally enforceable, and it could be headed for a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.